our life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God. You know, that's what so many people are in, religious work, trying to please God. I've seen them, it's not a thing wrong with having a program. You ought to have something to follow. Nothing wrong with that. But I've seen them, they'll disobey God. Spirit of God said, let's do this. Move this way. They got this program. They said, forget you, God. I got what I'm supposed to do. And they go on with their program, and God never get a chance to move. That's religious work. Doing what you think. Well, this is what we think. And it's shot full of holes of doubt and unbelief. And on that program and what they're doing, they are spouting off, God don't heal today. God is, the miracles have passed away, and God putting sickness on you. God can do anything he want to do. And they're pursuing that. All that stuff I just say is shot full of holes of doubt and unbelief. Let me go on. Trying to please God. God, our old relationship with the world and our old mindset. We are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new. Did y'all hear that? Amen. We are made what? When we get this, we have been made completely new. This is for people just getting into the body, and it's good for us that's been in the body for a while. We need to remind ourselves that we are made completely new by our union with Christ. How were we made completely new? We were made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. How did it happen? By our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. All right? Amen. Now watch this. So, everything had become new. A new order has come. A new order has come. A new way of living. Listen, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? New creature. Old things. Old things. All right. I have been taken out of this realm of darkness, this realm, and I've been translated into another realm. Listen to me. Another realm. My five senses, my mind, okay, let's go to it. My mind, my seeing, my tasting, my feeling, and my what? Hearing. In that realm, I can't touch nothing in that realm. I can't make any contact with it. But yet when most people get born again, they keep the same mindset that they had before they got saved. They keep thinking like they used to think. They keep running with the same people. They keep doing things the same way. They keep treating their children the same way, keep raising them the same way. Before they got born again, they keep on doing it. You hadn't changed your mindset. Here's a new man. Are y'all in the house? Here's a new man. That have been created just like God, right here inside of you. And there's the book. We got it. Well, we had it on the screen. On the screen, telling us who we are And then when God offer us that $500, we just say, I ain't thinking about that. I'm going to keep on doing it my way. Is that simple enough? Am I too deep? And we wonder why we're struggling in life. You just passed up your $500 to pay the bill you need to pay. Okay. And when you get around the things of God, you get sleepy. Stuff get weighty. And it's so boring. But you get around foolishness. I know I look real silly doing it, but I don't care. And we wonder why we struggle so. What did songs the praise team just got through singing? For who? Is it really? It's over. Why do you keep struggling? Because you still have the same mindset. And you refuse to change it. You're the one going to have to change it. I cannot change your mindset. You're the one going to have to become interested enough. That the God that has come on the inside of you, I want to find out about him. Because I know something different inside of me. That was happening to me. And I wanted to know. But here's this flesh. I want some more ice cream. And then when I give it some ice cream, give me some more. I remember is when I was, you know, I first started preaching. When you first start and think you're real dumb in a lot of areas, unlearned, I guess a better word, but I really, really. And somewhere I went with Reverend Larry. I don't know if it was St. Louis or Chicago or somewhere. May have been up coming up. But anyway, somewhere I went with Reverend Larry. I think it was in St. Louis. Time, what's that guy name? Wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. What's his name? Cleo Roberts. I think that's when it was. It may have been, but it's somewhere in that. And you know, and they take you to the house. They take a preacher to the house. They come on, Reb, you go ahead and eat now. Eat. I don't know what they think we're gonna do with all that food. And you eat till you get full, and then they bring out this whole gallon of ice cream. And I thought I was supposed to eat that ice cream. That, you know, I wanted it, but I didn't have nowhere to put it. And I ate till I was stuffed, and there was still some ice cream left. I was still trying to eat that ice cream. I got to thinking about that. That's dumb. You know, you stuffing yourself like that. And anyway, what did I tell that for anyway? Because I like ice cream, see? And it was tempting to me. And I made myself miserable trying to please the folk and at the same time eat all that ice cream. And I was already full. I found out as I learned that I am a new creature. The things of God is more real than this natural realm. But they do not become real to us just by wishing or just merely looking at them